Travis English is the director of the Summit County Fair. He says the fair kicks off on Friday, but on Thursday evening is the crowning of Miss Summit County with the pageant at North Summit High School. English says the pageant is full of fun for the contestants.
Four or five girls that come out all dressed in camo, that sort of thing, and they give hair and makeup tips and doing a workshop with the girls. Then they're doing an interview kind of workshop. And then Wednesday they do a dress rehearsal, and then Thursday is the actual pageant, which starts at 7 o'clock at the North Summit High School. It's going to be hosted by Jenny Oakes Baker. She's a Grammy nominated violinist, and she's going to perform two songs there. Reagan Ledbetter, who used to be on Good Things Utah, is kind of helping organize the pageant. So it should be a lot of fun. We're really excited.
Lexi Favale is this year's Miss Summit County and has enjoyed a year of leadership and opportunity. She says the contestants stand to win a cash scholarship and a handful of appearances throughout the year.
So it's a scholarship pageant, and the girls there compete in a couple different categories, such as, you know, casual wear, where they wear what they would typically wear on an everyday basis. And then they have a fitness, so any hobby that you have. Mine was golf, so so I did something kind of like that. Another category they have is evening wear, and then talent. So you have a little bit of time to kind of show what you can do.
On Saturday night, August 3rd, it's the popular Demolition Derby. English says tickets are still available, but always sell out for this event.
So the Demolition Derby is careening into the stadium out there in Colville. It's an event that normally sells out. There are tickets still available, but I'd recommend getting them soon because it does sell out every year. So it's a lot of fun, and it's kind of the last car to run is gets the prize money there.
Tickets are $13.50 and may be purchased at the Sheldon Richens Building at Kimball Junction, the Summit County Building, or online at summitcountyfair.org. English adds that there are several twists on a rodeo taking place during the fair.
Yep, so we've got an ATV rodeo that's going to be on Monday, which is a lot of fun. And that's they run courses and things on their ATVs, and it's a good time. And then Tuesday, we've got kicks off our little buckaroo rodeo, and that is Tuesday and Wednesday night.
And all those traditional county fair exhibits for what you've grown, crafted, or raised will take place. You can still register those items up until the last minute.
Go to our website, which is summitcountyfair.org, and they can click on the exhibitions tab, and we'll have all the submission dates there, so they can find out more information.
Okay,
summitcountyfair.org.
Not too late at this point, though.
No, not too late. You have until next week, so you can start crafting now.
English encourages those from western Summit County in Park City in the Snyderville Basin to see what it's all about on the eastern side of the county.
Experience, you know, what life is like in another section of Summit County. I think a lot of people in Park City don't realize that there is this rural kind of agrarian culture out in eastern Summit County. It's a great thing to come out and learn about and experience and bring the kids and family and just enjoy it.
That's Travis English with the Summit County Fair. A full schedule of events and how to register for the exhibitions can be found at summitcountyfair.org. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.